Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Feels good. We love our city. Go 92.5.
Big Tuesday podcast for you. Tuesday. That normally means we have a very important man joining
us. Oh, I thought you meant Tight Bum Tuesday. Normally means Half Price Pizza Hut.
Jennifer.
It means this.
Tom Tate.
Oh, stop.
He's our mayor and he is great.
No.
Tom Tate.
We don't know where he is. We're like concerned parents. I've called the hospital, the police.
No
way. Where is he? Seriously, he's A, what, we don't know if he's sick. Is he on holiday? We're going to play a competition called Where's Tommy? Like, Where's Wally? And speak with the acting mayor. It's not Donna Gates at the moment. It's Cameron Caldwell. I want to know how well he actually does act.
Yeah, well, that'd be acting mayor.
Well, is that like a stunt double?
Maybe, yeah, probably. We don't know where Tom Tate is, but... Mm. Anyway, where's Tommy? We'll look at that. Also, I'm going to spray the buffets. Buffets at restaurants today, they need to change something on their menu. So I'm going to spray buffets. And talking buffets, what about the Lake Seafood Market and Chinese restaurant? It's been closed down for a couple of weeks, yet their fish tanks, the lobster tanks, you know, Chinese restaurants, they normally they have lobsters in there.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No, they're still in there.
I know. It's really sad. They'd be like, hello, we're here. We're still here. Hello.
Hello.
Who's that with their little claws?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, well, anyway, we'll try and get on to the restaurant owner.
Can't believe you're concerned.
Oh, what do you mean?
You wouldn't care if there's a whole litter of puppies in there.
No, but I'd love these as pets.
You'd love to. What would you love to do?
Bit of Mornay.
Yeah, that's more like it. All right, that's the podcast with Bridge and Spider starting now.
Tom Tate. He's our mayor and he is great. Tom Tate.
Yeah, but where is he? No one knows where Tom Tate is. He's been MIA. No one's seen him in the paper, on the telly. Even Donna Gates, the second in charge. She's been hard to find lately.
Well, he's the new top dog. We don't know where the others have gone, but Cameron Caldwell, thank you very much for joining us this morning. You are the mayor of the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I am. This is kind of like a Stephen Bradbury situation where sitting in the third position, I've come through on top for the week.
Well, we have this thing called Tom Tate Tuesday.
Yes.
But we haven't had it for Tuesdays for that long because no one knows where Tom is.
We don't know where he is. It's like Where's Wally? We're doing a game called Where's Tommy? Do you have any idea? Are we playing hot and cold or how are we going to play this game, Cameron?
Well, I can guarantee that he won't be wearing that Where's Wally outfit.
He'd look good.
You know, the guy works extremely hard as the mayor, so he's taken some land leave this time. This is, as I understand, not a mayoral, you know, work mission. This is actually genuine leave, so him and Ruth are enjoying some time off.
Do you get the robe then? Because do you able to strut around and make any decisions, or do you still have to, deal with Tom? Or you just say, you know what, it's my city at the moment.
Mm.
Well, look, Lauren and I have talked about me jumping in those robes and chains and, you know, doing the full thing. But, look, I'm very much just a placeholder and, keeping the seat warm until Tom returns later this week.
Well, the role is acting mayor and Donna Gates, she's having a break too because she's done a stellar job. But as an acting mayor, I want to know what your acting background is. Are you a method actor? Do you go home to your beautiful new bride and continue to method act at home? I'm the mayor. I'm the man. Well, I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what you're doing either. But the story that I love to tell, Bridge, is that I actually played Oliver in the Mousetrap Theatre Company's production of Oliver Twist when I was in primary school in Redcliffe.
Cute.
So, you know, I would like to think that I can fulfil this role well.
Great.
Please don't ask me to sing, you know, something out of Oliver radio, but I'm happy to try and, you know, brighten up this role and do my best to act.
All right. Well, then let's throw some movie lines at you then, Cameron. You know, what is a line from Oliver, though? That, can you remember a line from Oliver?
Please, sir, may I have some more?
Gee, that's pretty good.
Oh, what about one from Terminator? Mm. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Oh, this is good. All right. Tom Cruise, show me the money.
Show me the money.
You are great. And now do Tom Tate.
Okay, Tom Tate here.
We've got Tom Tate Tuesday back after all.
Woohoo.
Hey,
I've got to say, one of my strong points is voices, so I can roll into a John Howard.
Do it!
Oh, Jeanette. What do you think we should do for this country? Australia is the greatest country of all time, and I think we deserve a leader that's going to have eyebrows that are a bit substantial.
Oh, I tell you what,
awesome.
Cameron, we want you to be the next mayor,
yes,
because at least you're going to get played on the project like Tom does.
Well, it's big shoes for Phil, I can tell you, but he certainly gets some airplay on the project, so... Yeah, one day maybe.
Well, good luck making the big decisions and being a big grown-up of this town. And finally, can you say farewell in your favourite voice that you like to take off?
Well, you know, I used to do Sir Joe, which is similar to John Howard, but he's got a bit more of a drawl. So, farewell to all of you Gold FM listeners this morning.
This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not-so-important issues.
I'm having a crack at all the buffets around the Gold Coast.
Hey.
Pretty much every buffet in the world I can nearly have a go at.
Why?
Because I'm spraying all those people that go to a buffet. So two things, the buffet and the people that go to the buffets.
Oh, okay, right.
Who actually put veggies, the salad, on their plate. And I'll even chuck
in
fruits.
You don't win friends with salad.
You don't win friends with salad.
You don't win friends with salad. You don't win friends with salad.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Who goes to a buffet and has either the veggies, the salad, or even the fruit? You go to a buffet for one reason, and that is the seafood, the oysters, the crabs, the lobsters, the fish, the prawns, okay? All the good stuff.
The cheesy bread, the potato skins.
Mm. Exactly.
That's the veggies.
You know, you have your roast, your chickens, your beef, your lambs, your peaches, your cold meats, the salamis and the hams.
I'm dying.
You absolutely love it.
Right.
And you load up and you repeat, keep putting it on repeat for the plate. You maybe have a little bit of pasta, try the noodles, the spring rolls, and maybe the dumplings.
Oh, yeah.
When would you ever go and have fruit, vegetables, or salad? You mentioned it, Bridge. I reckon potatoes, I can accept a good potato.
Potato skins too.
Potato skins, that we will pass.
Right.
Anything else that is green, orange, leafy or boiled should never ever go on a plate. No to veggies, no to salad.
Wow.
And definitely no to any fruit. Buffets should save their money and not even put it out. Let's be honest. When have you gone to Sizzler and gone, hey, excuse me, when has there been a lineup at the salad bar? Never. Whenever you went to the Pizza Hut, when did you go, oh, no, Mum, I'll just go grab some salad first? Never said anyone. Okay? Even the best buffets here on the Gold Coast, QT at Bazaar.
Oh, yeah.
Forget your salad.
Right.
Marriott, forget your salad and forget your fruit. Let's just get straight into the good stuff. We know. We discriminate at buffets. We don't go for that veggies and all the salad stuff. We go straight to all the good stuff. And I think there's only one. Actually, you can leave all the fruit for the farmers down at the farmer's market.
Okay.
Leave it down there.
Righto.
Don't put it on a buffet. There's only one bloke who sums it up the best. And Clive Palmer, when he was asked, you know, do you actually like the salads and the fruit and veggies at a buffet?
Yeah.
What do you reckon he said?
Never, 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 never.
Exactly. Never, never, never,
never, never, never.
Never. You've been sprayed by fire.
We've got some very important news, and for that, we go straight to the top. Rod McLeod from the newsroom, what is happening with Lobstergate?
Look, a tank of lobsters have been left inside a restaurant at Vasty Lakes that's been shut down for over 2 weeks. Now, let's just forget for a second that these lobsters were, in all likelihood, going to be dropped into a big bucket of boiling water and eaten.
Oh, Rod, don't go there. Mm-hmm.
They've been left in this display tank at the front of the restaurant. Nobody can help them. The RSPCA says they're powerless to help these lobsters. Apparently one of them has already gone to meet its maker. And their concerns about the welfare of these lobsters.
Well, I think so too. And we're going to try and help them out.
When have you ever
you don't
had
care
concern?
About anything?
You wouldn't care if there's a whole lot of puppies locked in a room with no oxygen.
I would so have a lobster as a pet.
Of course you would. And why?
Oh, you know, there's a nice meal at the end of everything.
You can't eat something you've named.
I did James the Lamb.
Don't, but, I know.
We do have a, we've actually put a phone call through to the Lake Seafood Market and Chinese Restaurant, and they've been lucky enough to take our call, and we thank them very much to all the lobsters there in the tank. But thank you very much for joining us
thank
live
you.
From the tank. Thank you very much. How is it? How are you?
Yes. Yes, Your Majesty.
But look, this is not how you thought it would end. I mean, being stuck in a tank in Varsity forever.
This was to be the pinnacle of my distinguished career.
Yeah, well, we're thinking about coming down there and chaining ourselves to the front door.
Lobster.
Gluing myself to the tank. This is ridiculous. But have you got a message you want to get out there?
The human world, it's a mess.
Yes, correct. It certainly is. Have you spoken to anyone there, like the manager?
No.
The owner?
No.
Do you know when you're getting out?
No.
Well, I know one thing. We are definitely going to help you. We will be there to save you somehow. We don't know how, but is there any last words you want to tell me?
What is this? How on earth could I miss such a sweet little succulent crab? Because it's going to be a hot thematic silver pot to the moon, poisson.
Oxygen in the tank, is it?
Oh, no. They need to be let loose very soon.